read on Shabbos where the Torah describes the transition between the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu to Yoshua. Hashem told Moshe, Kach lecha es Yoshua ben Nun. Take Yeshua ben Nun and he shall be your successor. Ish asher ruach boy. He's a man that has ruach, a man that has spirit. So what does that mean, a man that has ruach? So earlier, when Moshe outlines the stipulations and the qualifications of a Jewish leader, the pasuk says Moshe asked, Yifkoid Hashem elekai haruchos lechabasar. Let Hashem, the God of spirits of all man, appoint a leader over Klal Yisrael. So why does Moshe say ruchos in the plural? The Rashi, quoting a Medrash, explains, Sheyuchal lahaloich keneged ruchos shokal echad ve'echad. He wanted someone that is able to deal with the character of each person. Moshe asked that Hashem appoint over Klal Yisrael a leader who will tolerate each and every person according to their own opinion and temperament. Moshe understood that every Jew has their own mindset and their own school of thought. An effective leader has to be able to accept and tolerate every single person in his community in their individual uniqueness. They say, two Jews, three opinions. This reminds me of a famous story about the first Prime Minister of Israel, David Ben-Gurion. Ben-Gurion had a meeting with then-American President John F. Kennedy in the early 60s. President Kennedy told Ben-Gurion, it's really difficult to be the President of the United States. Imagine, I'm the President over 190 million citizens. And Ben-Gurion replied, Mr. President, no. It's much harder to be the Prime Minister of Israel. I'm the Prime Minister of 2.5 million Prime Ministers. A leader must be able to relate to all the diversity that constitutes humanity, with all their quirks and idiosyncrasies, extreme and moderate, conservative and liberal, modern Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox, Hasidish and Litvish, Sephardi and Ashkenaz, vaxxers and anti-vaxxers. Hashem, who created us, understands all the complexity of human psychology, the diversity in temperament, personality and ideology that exists among human beings. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Yoshua, he is your man for the job. He has this spirit within him. He will be able to balance all the diversities and complexities that exist among Klal Yisrael. What's interesting to note is, the Hebrew word ruach usually translates as spirit, but literally, ruach means wind. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu use the word ruach specifically? He could have said, select a person that has the right character or the right personality. Why ruach? What's the deeper message here? So there's a story told that in the 19th century, there was a country that was at war. And a Jewish delegation approached the king of that country and told him, don't worry, the Jewish community is praying for your success. And the king responded, what about the Jews from the opposing country? They are also praying to your God. And they told him, Your Majesty, we will keep on praying and they will keep on praying. And let God figure it out. Not unlike we find today, where there are Jews in Russia and in Ukraine, and they are both davening for peace between the countries. Along those lines, I heard something beautiful from my son-in-law, Shloimi Grasna. He said, when multiple ships are at sea, people from one ship are praying for the wind to blow towards the east. Then there are people from other ships that are praying that it blow west, while others are praying that the wind blow south or north or northeast or southwest. Moshe called Hashem Elokei HaRuchos, the God of all wind. Only He can figure out how to make the winds blow so it will benefit every ship in the sea. Perhaps this is why Moshe Rabbeinu used the word ruach specifically, because an effective leader also has to be able to manage and guide all the winds that are blowing from all sides of his community, and take all those winds and make it all blend in harmoniously, that they all live with achdus and unity. There's a story told about Label Zager, also known as the late Larry King, the popular TV and radio talk show host. So about 20 years ago, Larry King, a great skeptic of Judaism, visited Eish HaTorah in the Old City and met up with Reb Noach Weinberg, the Rosh Yeshiva and founder of Eish HaTorah. And they talked fondly of their roots back in Brooklyn, New York. During their discussion about spirituality, Reb Noach asked, Larry, so tell me, why don't you believe in God? And Larry said, Rabbi, when I was a young boy growing up in Brooklyn, I was a big Dodgers fan. And one year, they were playing in the World Series against the New York Yankees. And I prayed so hard that the Dodgers should win. And they ended up losing. Since then, I don't believe in God. Reb Noach, also from Brooklyn, leaned across the desk and whispered, Larry, I was praying for the Yankees. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.